Up your Bibles to the book of Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. I encourage, listen, I don't do this a lot, but I do encourage you to get you a Bible. You can get the Bible app on your phone. You can get all these things on your phone. Amen. But if you don't know how to navigate the Bible, then you're losing. You're losing, amen, out on the treasures that God wants for you. You can easily pick it up. I have a Bible app. I can push a button, push another button. But to be able, and I challenge you, to be able to know your word, to know where the Bible, amen, the books are. What I did is I challenged my kids when they were younger. I would say a verse and we would have contests and I would give prizes. And we are going to do that in the near future. Amen. On whoever finds that verse the fastest. Amen. And we're going to do that throughout. Different things. Glory to God. And we are going to be able. But you are only going to be able to receive a prize if you see this. I'm not gonna give you a prize for your e-Bible. Amen. It has to be the Bible. Glory to God. Ephesians chapter 4. We're going to start in verse 17. We're going to read a little bit. Amen. So follow along with me. I'm giving you a little bit of chance. Amen. Because some of you are like, where's Ephesians? Pastor, you're throwing me off. The book of Ephesians, chapter 4, starting in verse 17, the word of God says, "This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk." What is this trying to tell you? What is it trying to tell you and I? Not to walk like the world. Not to, amen, do the things that the world does. Not to, amen, be just as they are. But God has called you and I to be different, folks. To no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanness and greediness. But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, verse 22, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man. How many know that we are new in Christ? And God here is trying to tell you and I to put away our old man, our old conduct. The old man which, amen, grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that you put on the new man. Oh, I need the new man, because this man is corrupt. I need the new man, because this man is ignorant in anything. My spirit is darkened. And I need that new man. And that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in the true righteousness and holiness. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We ask that you would help us. God, be with us. God, we ask you, God, to put away that old man within us. Let us be made completely anew. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. And all God's people said, amen. Sometimes, amen. Sometimes we see people, they begin to act They begin to talk. You know, there's people from the north that go to the south, and immediately, they begin to have an accent, a southern accent. They've never lived, in the south, but immediately you go there. And just because everybody else is saying it, now that's the way you begin to talk. Amen. Different people. Listen, I want you to understand that I mean no wrong by what I'm about to say. Amen. Hallelujah. But sometimes you have some different ethnicities. They get around other people and, they begin to act or talk. Or, do everything that they begin to do. You have whites, that go around Hispanics and blacks. And now, they begin to do all these things. Orale, say. And I'm like, orale, say? But they begin to, act and talk. And they begin to be. Just like, the environments around them. And then they get around around other people and they begin to act. And they're like, that's foolish. Why are you doing that? How many know that it's the same way when you and I as Christians begin to go in the world and we do the same thing? Hey, I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you. I'm just like you. Peep, 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 peep. Oh. What? It doesn't even sound right. Because that's not you. It doesn't even, just you saying it. Yeah, I'm going to show you I'm just like you, a sinner. Beep, 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 and God bless you. Oh, oh, oh. It doesn't make sense. But how many know that that's the way you sound? Amen. When you go around and act, like you're a sinner when you're a saint. Nobody does that here. I'm glad we don't do that. See, what you are trying to do is, you are trying to portray yourself as somebody that you are no longer are. Instead of being yourself, you're trying to be around the environment that you find yourself around. Here, Paul, in our text, he is giving you and I a warning of people, who are trying to be something they are not. Who are, trying to live like everybody else. Paul, talking to people of Ephesus, the people of the Ephesian church, specifically, Christians, he is reminding them, of who they are. You heard, put away your old. Listen, that's not who we are anymore. You should no longer, talk like that, act like that. Put away those things. You are made new. See, they are no longer part of the world. And what he is telling them is quit living like the rest of the world. See, the Bible, what it's trying to tell you and I this morning is that if you are called, listen, how many people are Christians? Raise your hand. Stop trying to be like the world. Stop trying to please people in the world. Stop trying to act. Listen, like you still got your cool. Amen. Stop trying to do all those things just to try to fit in. Paul is telling them, he's trying to tell them, if you are called by the name of Jesus, stop living like the world. See, if I can make a statement right here, there should be a difference in you than in people out there. Can I tell you, we're not better. And I'm not saying you're better. I'm just saying there should be a difference in the way you overall carry yourself out there. Getting quiet in here. Something must be hitting you. Verse 17 through 19, the word of God says, "This I say therefore and testify in the Lord that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk, in the futility of their mind, having their understanding darkness, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lewdness, to, work all uncleanness and greediness." See, this talks about, the way that Gentiles live. In the Bible, a Gentile is anyone, in the Old Testament, it is anyone who is not a Jew. In the New Testament, it is talking about anybody who is not a believer. It means, a different group of people. The word is ethnos. It is like saying those people. But those people, were in the Ephesian church that used to be those people. Can I tell you, there is nothing better, Listen, can I tell you? Thank God that you are saved. Because you would be just like those people today. I would be just like those people. See, we point out to those people, but that was us. That's exactly who we were. We were those people. But now, God has touched our lives. God has done a miracle in our lives. Now you put the odor in that. Now you hallelujah. Every once in a while you take a shower. You put on, some smell good stuff, but we were different one time. That's who we were. And thank God, listen to me, I thank God, hallelujah, that he has saved me, that he has given me, a right mind, that he has changed my perspective of how I see things in life. But I was those people. I was those people, Listen, I've told some people before, that my mother, listen to me, don't get offended, but my mother, she said, "You better never marry a black girl." And I married my wife, and now three of my sons-in-law are black. Right? So what has changed? The way I see things. The way I do things. The way, that my life is going. Listen, something had to change. Because if I wouldn't, I would see the way that I used to be. I was those people. You got to imagine the words that my mom spoke. Whether, you were, she just wanted me to marry somebody that looked like me. She said, "You better not." And now three of my sons-in-law, my kids, my grandkids, they are going to be raised. Listen, can I tell you? They are going to be raised in a whole different environment where now, we don't look at the color of your skin. We look at the character of the person. We look at who you are. Because that's what God has done. That's the miracle that God has taken place, folks. And listen to me. It's all God. See, Paul, was telling them and reminding them not to live like they used to. You are not this morning, who you used to be. So stop being like, you are. Because that's not what you are any longer. So how does the rest of the world live? In verse 17, "This I say therefore and testify in the Lord that you should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles walk in the futility of their minds. See, they do a lot, but yet get nowhere. They try to fill their lives with stuff and activities, but on the inside, they're still empty. They bounce from activity to activity, one road to another, but yet they still cannot find the way to go. They can't name their purpose in life. They're never satisfied with life or with their place in the world. They live a life of desperation. They neglected the very thing that will give them what they are searching for, and that is Christ Jesus. In verse 18, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart. See, their understanding was darkened. They don't have, the capacity to understand what they are stumbling or looking around for. The only way to come out of dark is to come into the light. Can I tell you this morning? When you are coming in, if these windows were not here, if we had it dark, you would have to be, able to look around, and you would be searching and looking until you found where the light switch is. You know where the things are, You know that there's a place, but yet you can't find it. And when you find it, you light up the room. That's what we need to do in Christ. We need to get out of that dark place. We need to get out of that dark spot. We need to get out of those things. Listen, the only way that you and I are going to be able to get out of that dark place is to be able to light and allow the light of Jesus to shine. See, they are alienated from God since they don't have any truth in them. They have separated themselves from the only one who can help them and can put them and shorten the distance. They are ignorant. See, this doesn't mean, listen to me, when the Word of God says they are ignorant, it doesn't mean that they're dumb. It just means that they do not know. Can I tell you, sometimes we don't know. How many have continually done things for so long in their life, and then somebody comes in and tells them, and they're like, oh, I didn't know. And you're like, man, why didn't I do this? But it's because we don't know. We were ignorant. Doesn't mean, that you're dumb or, foolish. But it just means we don't know. See, they don't know, that they refuse to listen to those that are trying to bring reason. Ignorance means that they don't want to. Sometimes they don't want to know. They have blinded hearts since they don't want to know, they suffer and are blinded from seeing the straight truth. They are past feeling anything because they are spiritually numb. Can I tell you, sometimes we can become spiritually numb to not allow, the Word of God, the Holy Spirit of God, the things of God to enter into our lives. They cannot feel the Spirit of God because, of what they are chasing. See, whatever will bring them some kind of feeling, make them feel good, go-go juice, that's what they go after. See, lewdness, they chase lewdness, they chase uncleanness, they chase after the things of this world. Do these things this morning sound familiar to you and I? If they do, it means, amen, that you are a Christian who is taking steps to go back from where you came from. The world is trying to lure you. The world is trying to bring you. And can I tell you, just like yesterday, amen, this guy, he caught a fish and he said it was a good-sized fish. Amen. The good story fish, it was a good-sized fish. Amen. But he says, I had to throw it back. Listen, can I tell you? That's what the world is going to do to you. Amen. It's going to throw out the line. You're going to get stuck. Amen. It's going to bring you in. And then all it's going to do is throw you out. Throw you out. Because the world doesn't want you. It just wants you to be in that same misery that they find themselves in. See, if you are a Christian this morning, you're not who you used to be. You need to say that to yourself. I am not who I used to be. We need to remind ourselves. Because sometimes, amen, we look and we're like, man, it doesn't look like I've gone anywhere, but you're not who you used to be. You're not that person anymore. Listen to me, you're saved. You were bought by a price. You've been, amen, brought out of the lifestyle. Listen to me. Can I tell you, amen, some of you have lifestyles that you used to live that, amen, if people knew, they'd be like, wow, that was you? Can I tell you, you will wow people with the lifestyle that you used to live. Amen? But you don't wow God. God says, I already knew that. You don't impress God. So you're saved. You are now, amen, where you were once dead. Isn't it wonderful? You were dead and didn't even know it. But now you are alive. Alive. Can I tell you? We should know better. We should. See, if you're not a Christian, God is giving you a chance right now. He's giving you a glimpse of what you used to be. They're not, amen, who the world says they are. And can I tell you, you are not who you think you are. You're, amen, who you really are in the eyes of God. And he's giving you an opportunity right now to be able to see him and come to him today. So lastly, amen, how do you stop living like the world? In verse 22, that you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts. So you put off, amen, who you used to, amen, be, who you used to live like, amen, the old man. It stopped living. Stop trying to resuscitate the old man. You know, when my mother, when my my wife's grandfather, he was 98 years old. And one of his desires, amen, he's there and, you know, everybody is crying out when he's there on his last moments of life. Amen. And he's there and he clearly makes this statement. He's like, stop trying to bring me back. I'm trying to go to God. Stop trying to resuscitate me. Everybody else is like, Grandpa, Grandpa. And he's like, no, I'm ready. Let me meet the Lord. Let me meet the Lord. See, you and I have to stop living like we used to live and just be in the presence of God and be in the presence of what he is and who he is. See, we got to stop living like if you were not saved. You got to stop taking God. Listen to me. You got to stop taking God to the places that you used to go to. I know we just shake and bake it, right? We just go there and we go to the bar just to witness to people. I know, right? We just go to the dispensaries just to be able to, just to be able to tell the people in there that they need to get saved. So where are we taking God this morning? Because can I tell you, where you go, because the Holy Spirit is living inside of you, where you go, guess where he goes? So where are you taking God this morning? Quit filling your mind with those things that you used to fill your minds with. Verse 23, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Renew your mind means, to renovate. See, we're going to go in, and soon we're going to renovate that old building. It's going to change. Can I tell you, that's what our minds should do. It needs to renovate. See, when you renovate a house, you tear all that old stuff and replace it with new. Yesterday, Hugo, he's telling me that they looked at a house they were outreaching, and he says, the outside was fixed, but how are, the wood studs that are there, are they, rotten? Are they, old? See, everything around, was new. But yet, how are the studs? Can I tell you? You and I will never know because everything else is covered. It's covered. See, we need this morning a renovation of our minds. We need to let go of those old corrupted thoughts that continually, fill our lives and minds. We need to replace it with godly thoughts, godly things. We need to read the Word of God, number one. And let the Word of God replace, can I tell you, they got people that say, their advertising is, we remove junk. Can I tell you, that's what the Word of God does. It removes the junk of our lives. The junk that was there, and can I tell you, that is still there. Guard your minds from the things that you used to let in. TV, social media platforms, music, places you go. Where are you going today? What are you listening to? What are you seeing? Oh, Pastor, I'm famous. Listen, you're famous in your own eyes only, because not in anybody else's. Amen. I'm famous, Pastor. I got to do this. What are you letting? Listen, I don't even know, because the only thing I remember is MySpace. So I can't even tell you, my kids are constantly telling me, Dad, you need to get caught up to date. I'm like, no, I'm glad I'm in the old days. Amen. I'm glad that I'm still living. Glory to God. Forget catching up to all the platforms that are just polluting young kids and people's minds. And they're polluting your minds too, because we give ourselves to it. See, we can go on and on and on. In verse 24, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in the true righteousness and holiness. You this morning are anew. You are not who you used to be. God has made you a new creation. You are righteous. Free from unholiness. Can I tell you, some of you don't even know what God has done in your life because we're like, oh, God, I don't know what you've done. You don't talk the way you used to. You don't act the way you used to. Can I tell you? I'm being honest. I used to, I know there's 26 letters in the alphabet, 30 in the Spanish alphabet, but I only knew like six letters because that's all I talked. That's the only way I talked. Everything was F. Everything was S. Everything, listen, I can go on. There was only like six. Because that's what I would allow to come into my life. And what I allowed to come into my life spewed out from the things that I watched, from the things that I saw, from the things that I heard. Everything spewed out from those things. But God, listen to me. I was surprised when I got saved. Amen. I started using different words. I said, what the heck is this? I said, what in the world? Or like Mark says, what the hey? What is going on? What is going on? You're different. Can I tell you? Because God was working in this polluted, corrupted, ignorant mind. And he was doing a miracle that I began that now people, I would hear people and I would say, you know, there's a better way to say that. Amen. You know, there's a different way to say that. You don't have to say those things. And this guy, listen to me, a true story. This guy, as soon as he would come up to me, he would be talking and he'd be like, hey, oh, let's say it this way. Because there are different things and different ways that we can talk, that we can act. See, now you are righteous. Isn't it amazing that God put righteousness in our unrighteous life? See, some of you don't even get it yet. We're going to leave and we're going to be like, yeah, what are we going to eat today? That's already what you're thinking. What am I going to eat today? But you don't even know what God has done in your life. Because all you think is, yeah, all I do is go to church, and I 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 go to church. But you're made anew. You're new. And that you put the new. See, God is calling us, out of this world. Or God is not calling us out of this world. He is just calling us, to not be like the world. Can I tell you? You still got to be here. Amen? No matter what, Pastor, I'm going to put myself in a box, in a bubble, and I'm going to make sure. No, you're still going to be around people that are going to do you wrong, that are going to wave with one finger at you. Amen. That are going to throw things at you, that are going to do things at you. Amen. Hallelujah. So we are not called to be separate from the world, but we are, amen, or to be separated away from the world. We are called to not act like the world. Not to live like the world. He is calling us to live above. Can I tell you, we're no better. But can I tell you? If the world cannot see the difference between you and itself, then we have a problem. We have a problem. Houston, we have a problem. Because if the world cannot see that you are different, then the world will not change to be like you should be. Let me have every head bowed and every eye closed. Amen. This morning, if you're not saved, if you're not right with God, God wants to do a miracle in your life. The greatest miracle that God has ever given man is salvation. You can, give your life to Jesus and allow God to be able to move upon your life this morning. If you're here this morning and you're not saved, if you're here this morning and you're not right with God, if you're here this morning and you were once saved, but you backslid, you went back, you did a 180, and you went back to the world. The Word of God says that godly sorrow brings repentance. You can get saved this morning, and you can experience everything that I talked about, where God is able to make you new. No longer, he's going to do a renovation process in your life, your mind, your heart, your being, your all. God is going to do that for you. And you're here this morning and you're not saved. You're not saved this morning, but you want to give your life to Jesus. You want to give your life to Jesus. Would you simply do one thing? Just lift up your hand. I just want to pray for you. We're not going to embarrass you. We're not going to do anything else. I just want to pray with you. Is that anybody here this morning? Anybody here? You want to give your life to Jesus? Amen. Church, let me speak to you. If you're living like the world, just to try to please the world, then we are living as if we are out of place, because God has made you anew. You have been washed. You have been cleansed. God has done a great miracle in your life. You should not conform yourselves to the world. The world should conform itself to you, because the world should see Christ in you. My wife backslid for 12 years because what the church was preaching, the people were not living. And my wife says, those are the things that I want to do. They tell me not to do those things, but when I see them outside of the church, those are the things that they are doing. She says, forget it. Forget trying to be a Christian. Forget trying to be right. Forget trying to do all these things. I'm just going to live like the world. Can I tell you? We cannot do that, because God has made you anew. You're new. You're new. The altar is open. Come, lay hold of God. Come, lay hold of God. Come, lay hold of God. Let God touch your life. Now you make excuses. A little bit of wine for the swine. I still smoke dope because it's God created it. Listen to me. You're new. You're no longer who you used to be. You still speak, Pastor, because that's who I am. No, listen, you're no longer. You still cuss. Listen, you're no longer. That's not you anymore. You're made anew. You're made anew. We have to remember. You fornicate like we used to. Listen, you're made anew. You're an adulterer. Amen. You're made anew. The lust of our lives. You're made anew. We're no longer the person that we used to be. We got to put away those things. because the miracle that God has done in our lives, folks. Por el milagro que Dios ha hecho en nuestras vidas. Ya no eres igual. You're no longer that old, amen, person. My wife, amen, she smoked so much pot, amen, and I drank so much that it's crazy. But the miracle was that when we got saved that night, she threw everything away. The next morning, listen to me, being an alcoholic for years, talking the way I used to talk for years. That next morning, being an alcoholic for a big portion of my childhood years, my wife being a dope addict for a big portion of her years. That day we got saved, God did a miracle and made us new. That next morning I drank that last drink, and it was the nastiest, more disgusting thing in the world. That was the last time I took a drink. I haven't said, well, let me just taste and see if it's still the same. No, listen, it's still the same. I know that. Amen. I don't have to taste it. It's still the same. It's still going to kill you. Same thing was dope. It's still going to kill you. Same thing was lust. It's still going to kill you. Same thing with fornication. It's still going to kill you. Same thing with adultery. It's still going to kill you. But you're made anew. You're made anew. And we have to be able to recognize that when Christ touched our lives, he says, you got to put away that old. See, listen, you're not going to put it away on one of your cabinets and say, I just want to look at who I used to be. Amen. Because that's what we do. You want to put it away somewhere where you can still find that person. No, that person needs to disappear completely. Amen. Needs to disappear. How many know that this morning? Esa persona todavía necesita desaparecer. Muchas veces lo ponemos en un rincón o algo para poder encontrarle. No, esa persona necesita desaparecer. Needs to be gone. Because if we are going to, listen, that's what the world does. Amen. J-Lo, been married 6 times before the Cowboys have won a Super Bowl. And she says, I'm looking for number 7. But can I tell you? There'll be somebody that will say, oh, I'll be number 8. I'll be number 9. I don't care. We're new, folks. We don't have to chase those things anymore. You're made anew. Why are you chasing those things that you used to be? If God has done a miracle in your life, I'm going to leave. Amen. Hallelujah. Mark, close us in prayer because I'm feeling the vibes. Amen. Close us in prayer.